A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever seen the ABC television show, What Would You Do? Ordinary people are put on the spot as they witness situations from bullying to abuse to racial attacks, and more, all with a hidden camera rolling. The situations and circumstances are staged by actors. The hope is that ordinary people will choose extraordinary stamina, grit, and courage, and choose to act for good for this stranger, or to identify a truth which is being obscured. Often, for the viewer, there is a surge and deepening of hope and belief in human goodness cooperating with grace. The viewer sees a person, an ordinary person, risk the safety of the moment to stand up for what is good and decent and true. As Jesus enters the synagogue, there are no hidden cameras. The man with a withered hand is not an actor, nor are the Pharisees actors. We know the consequences Jesus will face as eventually his choices and questions lead him to Calvary. The consequences are all too real. The price is high. I believe it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who reminded us that there is no such thing as cheap grace. How true. Yet, the Pharisees pay a high price to maintain their righteousness of the law. It's not cheap at all. It is the payment in full of their hearts. To be honest, I'm not sure what they are purchasing at such a high price. It certainly is not grace. Jesus, grieved and angry at the hardness of their hearts, will offer opportunity after opportunity throughout the gospel for them to make another choice. Yet again and again, they choose to allow this withering to remain rather than good to be done. They make their choice. They remain silent. And we know what we choose shapes us. Why do they stay silent? The Pharisees stay silent because to acknowledge doing good on the Sabbath would begin an unraveling of their prestige, their power, and eventually even their possessions. Besides, they have the law on their side. After all, it is the Sabbath day. Lining up all their reasons, they remain silent. We must be careful here, for the same question is put to us as disciples by our Jesus. He looks at us and asks, "Which is it better to do, good or evil? Which is it better to do? On the Sabbath, on a Monday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, on any day. As Jesus enters our space today at this moment, he enters our break room at work, our living room with the TV on. As he enters the conversation in our phone call, the characters in our tweet, the posts on our Facebook, as he enters our lives in all the daily details. As Jesus enters our little part of the world, he sees what is right in front of us. He sees what is all around us. He turns and asks us which we choose today, to do good or to remain silent in the midst of so much that is withering right in front of us. As human dignity withers with the ongoing caustic rhetoric labeling immigrants as illegals and criminals, constricts the beauty of diversity and the truth that all persons are the image and likeness of God, what do we choose? What do we do? Do we speak? Stay silent? As reverence for life shrinks with the proliferation of guns and expectation of safety and trust in neighborhoods, schools, and homes shrivel, do I remain silent? Do I speak? As the common good for all creation constricts and contracts while global warming intensifies and thousands of persons are forced from their land, their homes, will I risk choosing to enhance life? Will I speak? Will I act? Which will I choose? What will I do? In the face of injustice, as a witness of personal affront to another woman or man, be it in my immediate presence or just that far removed, it is my choice to remain silent or to reach out, to speak, to act. Perhaps I fear the unraveling of my safety. Maybe I dread the disintegration of my comfort, my reputation, how others might perceive me. Perhaps I flinch at the thought of being noticed when it is so much easier to shake my head, to fall back, to tisk with concern and anxiety as I walk away, as I click to another page or scroll to the next tweet. I'll remember to pray about it later. Remaining silent can be deadly. Silence in the face of meanness, in the glare of debasement, is consent and assent. Silence in the reverberation of dishonoring, shaming, belittling is collusion with evil. Jesus asks us today which is better, to do good on this day rather than to do evil, to save life on this day rather than to collude in destroying it. It is our choice. There are no hidden cameras. The circumstances and situations we will find ourselves in are not staged. They are all very real, too real. And so we pray. God, give us the hearts you promised to give us from the lips of the prophet Ezekiel. Give us the new heart and a new spirit. Remove our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh. Give us hearts like yours. Transform our fear into courage and strength to speak a word that is life to all that is withered around us. Help us to say, stretch out, be whole. I am at your side. I will not leave you. You are my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, my daughter, my son, my niece, my nephew. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.